Welcome to Gospel Tangents, the best source for Mormon history, science, and theology. I'm Rick Bennett.
No, you're not. You're Preston. Joseph Smith translated some golden plates, and those are known as the Book of Mormon. Did James Strang do something similar? It turns out he did. We're going to learn more about these plates called the Vori plates with historian Bill Shepherd. He's a member of the Strangite Church, and we'll learn more about some of the miraculous things that James Strang did. Check out our conversation. Hey, I just wanted to mention one more thing. The Mormon News Report podcast is an awesome podcast, and they cover the week in Mormon news with a healthy dose of snark and commentary. Join Brant and Jenny every Monday to get caught up on all those news stories that you can stay up to date on the latest Mormon news. So check out Mormon News Report. It's a great podcast. Brant and Jenny are great friends. Now back to our conversation. I think one of the things that attracted people was James Strang had a lot of really prophetic gifts. And I know that he translated some plates and as well as the Book of the Law of the Lord. Okay. So can we talk about those two versions?
So right off the bat, James J. Strang is going to claim that an angel appeared to him and said that there are sealed plates on this prominent hill in Vori or in Burlington, the outskirts. So he is going to get his witnesses. I'm not sure how many were even Mormons, but these witnesses...
Some of them were non-Mormons.
Right. And so they go and they dig under an oak tree, and they said that the branches were sealed around these brass plates and so forth. And they testify to this. And a man named C. Latham Scholes, who invented the typewriter, was in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and he came out as a newspaper.
The QWERTY typewriter that we still use today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the old one. But he came out, and even he testified. He says, this appears to not be a humbug, but it again, primitive Mormonism, because James Strang is going to claim angelic ordination and having the Urim and Thummim. He is going to translate plates that people saw widely.
So was that the Vori plates? Were those the first things he translated?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, these were important in that it's very believable about a race of people that are on their last legs, and they're going to be destroyed, and they're going to hide their records, seal up their records until that they are translated in the future. So this was an important thing. Again, primitive Mormonism.
And so what about the Book of the Law of the Lord? I know that was another book of scripture that you guys use. When was that translated, and how did that come about?
Let me say first that things didn't go that well at Vori, particularly when you had this group of people around called the Pseudos. And that would write everybody about anything that went wrong and so forth. They even had a couple editions in small town adjoining. But James A. Strang seemingly realized that he needed to get away from the pseudos.
The pseudo, like just P-S-E-U-D-O?
That's what they call them? Pseudos. Okay. And needed to get away from all this, all these problems, all these, right in your midst, you have Johnny Page, who is given up on Mormonism. Page is going to go all the way down except to eventually believe the Book of Mormon. So needed to get away. And Strang became aware that in the islands of the Great Lakes was the Beaver Island, and that this would, that he would be able to get to Beaver Island, obtain cheap or free land, and that people could be free of the pages and okay. the other people. So this was by 1850 that this is going to be in starting. Vory is going to be downplayed after 50. The people are going to be moving up to Beaver Island
after 1850.
And James James is going to say that an angel appeared to him and told him of the plates, the sealed record, and
these are the plates of Laban and the Book of Mormon.
Yes, and that they are delivered to him, that he translates them, which is certainly a doctrine used by the Strangites today. As looked on as one of the lost books of the Bibles, if you will. Again, primitive Mormonism.
Okay, so the first set of plates were the Vory plates.
Yes.
And they tell of a lost people, kind of like the Book of Mormon. And I know that in your book there's kind of a little facsimile of what they looked like. It was also interesting to, because we don't have... Well, there were lots of newspaper accounts of the day, and lots of non-Mormons saw these plates, unlike the gold plates, which nobody saw. But those plates were stolen, is that right?
Well, we don't know. They were packed away in one of James's plural wives. They were taken off the island, and we believe that... according to a Gabriel Strang, which would be a son of Strang, and that they were lent to a couple Brighamite elders who borrowed them, and that was the last was ever seen of them. So we don't know where they went, but you know, we could blame it on the Brighamites.
They were an easy target back then. Okay, so the Vory plates were lost. That was a while after 1850, though, wasn't it? Yes,
and we don't even know when. You know, in the 60s or 70s.
Okay.
Might mention something about the diaspora. Would that be okay?
Okay. Well, before we do, can we talk about this Book of the Law of the Lord? So these are the plates of Laban, or that are talked about in the Book of Mormon.
Yes. And that is the central feature, the earlier feature, the Decalogue.
Okay.
But attached, and in 1851, a small version of the Decalogue is printed on Beaver Island. And there are a few...
So were they found on Beaver Island, or where were these found?
Well, they were taken with people, took them when they were kicked, you know, they were driven off of Beaver Island.
Okay.
And a few are survived. There's a... one or two in private custody in Yale and different big libraries.
The printed book.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But were these golden plates as well? Or?
No. Strang would claim that he went out to, there was a kind of a ship that was stranded in the island, derelict. So he went out there on the ship, did translating away from people or whatever, and he claimed when he was done, and you know, rather typical Mormonese, he gave the plates, were returned to the angel who took the plates, took the Urim, Thummim.
So they were given by an angel and taken back by
right.
the angel. Okay.
Pretty much.
So there weren't any witnesses or
no, nothing,
up or anything
no.
like that. So it's a little different than the Vory plates.
A little, yes.
Okay. And so they contain the Ten Commandments, and these are the same plates that Nephi got with Laman and Lemuel. And
yeah, but that is only a portion of it. With attached to the 51 is just a very small excuse me very small work. Basically, with just the laws, you know, the Ten Commandments, and but Strang is going to add to those. Gonna add his teachings about Christ, and I can go into some of his teachings later, but it's going to be a rather thick book, but it was printed on Beaver Island.
Okay.
But the martyrdom or the attack on Strang is going to occur then, and it's going to be packed up in people's chests and things and taken off the island.
I hope you enjoyed our conversation with historian Bill Shepherd. In our next conversation, we'll talk about more parallels with Joseph Smith, including James Strang's assassination.
Strang is going to be at his home, and they're going to say they want you on the dock, and he's going to walk down to the dock, and Whitworth and Bedford are going to jump out behind him and shoot him down.
If you'd like to hear the entire interview uncut, please subscribe to patreon.com/gospeltangents, and for just $5 a month, you can hear the entire interview without any interruption. If you'd like a paperback version of our transcripts, go to amazon.com and do a search for Gospel Tangents Interview. Also, if you'd like to give the money to me and not Amazon, please subscribe on my website, and I'll be able to send you a transcript as soon as they are completed, and click the subscribe button. You can also find our latest information on facebook.com/gospeltangents, as well as we're on Twitter @gospeltangents. And don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts. The link is at tinyurl.com/gospeltangents, and you can subscribe there. Also, please give us a 5-star review. If you want to support all of the podcasts as part of the Dialogue Podcast Network, go to lyceum.fm, that's lyceum.fm, and do a search for Dialogue Podcast Network or Gospel Tangents, because, you know, that's a pretty cool one, too. Thanks again for listening. Click here to subscribe, here for a transcript, and over here we've got some of our great videos. Thanks again.